南北大区呢，一宿比一宿昼夜不离我的事儿，这是一种一种的理想，一种理想，甚至没有一种还是没有一种大伯，因为我还是一种理想，还是没有一种大伯，什么多？没有，但是一种的理想，一种理想，甚至没有。他们多少一些的意思，一张意思，一定要的意思，才是正义。但唯一的什么一个是几十个呢？但是每个人把自己爱好的里面的哪一个，所以也是说是说是什么呢？就是一个每个人把自己爱好的去说答案。How do we know that it's something？ 他们人哪会意思？Because the Torah could have said, Isha. Why does the Torah say, Isha? So we learn out that even Vashti Nechot. So
she's the Tam. Alme Kimar Bekro Basi Mechot Mar. So we see that from the Vov Yisere of Veisha, we are Mar Be Basi Mechot. But, Verminu, Isha in Le'alish. In Le'alish.So, Isho, Ashe Yishkaf Ish Oiso, Shich Vazera. So, anyway, Elo Isho, Tinekes Bas Gimel Shonen Yemechot Libi Yeminai, Talmud Leim Ave Isho. So here we learn out from the Vov Yisera, Davke Bas Gimel Shonen Yemechot. And in regard to Tumas Nide, we learn out even Bas Yemechot. So, Omar Ove, Hilchesenini,In other words, one of the two halachas is mikubal, and the chachamim are masmechen. So the question is, which one is mikubal and which one is based upon a real drosh? Hey krov hey hilchese. Ilay mebas yimechot hilchese, bashol lishonim yimechot kro, that the halacha, that Basi Mechod is mitami to Mesneide. That's Mikub. That is Mikub. And that Bashol Shalim Mechod, so we learn it out from the posi. Chostomiksiv, Mehichateise, why does it occur to our minds to be Marbe Davke Basgimul Shalim Mechod? Why not Bashdei Shalim? Why Davke Basgimul? Elo Chostomiksiv, Elo Basgimul Shalim Mechod, Hilches. So Mele de Droshi.Of Bas Gimul, that's not smart. But Bas Yei Mechot, Kro. Bas Yei Mechot, Kro. So in other words, so there is a svore. Since it's Marbe something, so we are Marbe the maximum. That means even Bas Yei Mechot. Umiachar, the Hilchese Kro, Lomali. So there is a Aloch HaLemeshe Misinai that poches megibul shoni main be also be. So memela I know that we gabe da loche of isho asha yishkaf isho iso shich vazera that only if she is gimul shoni mechot. So why does the Torah have to mention ve isho there? So we know it mitzad aloche umachad yilches a kol omoli. So what's the purpose of the vov in the posik?Of the Yishua Asher Yishkaf Yishua Yisoh Sheikh Vazera. Limutei Ish Meide. In other words, so if, let's say, if a man will have a rie of dam, so he's not on. Limutei Ish Meide. Ve'afo gav dikro lav beide maive.Al kochoch kiven dikro yiseyer tehu lidrosho oso uma sheyesh lecho litre ish dover akorev liinyan dreshbe viyoche koma vokma isho tmeyo bidover omo bo deayne eidem venish tomei bidover omo bi isho. Alright, so vihodi tanye isho enli ala isho bas yud yomim li zivo minayin. Now as far as his Zovik Deila is concerned, so it couldn't be visualized in connection with Bas Yemechot, Because the Yemei Zive, we have the Yemei Nida and the Yemei Zive. So when a woman begins to see, so the initial Riyah, that commences the Yemei Nida. And then 7 days, it's Yemei Nida. And then after the 7 days expire, so Yudalef Yei, following the 7 days, that's the Yemei Zive. So the initial Riyah, of that could make an infant into a Zobek Dele couldn't be less than Bas Yud Yomi. Because suppose she saw Dam the moment she was born, so right after she was born, so that commenced, that started the 7 Yemei Nida. So and then the 8th and the 9th and the 10th she saw Dam again, so that's in the Yemei Zive. So she couldn't possibly become a Zovek Deile if she's less than 10 days old. So that's why the Gemara says, Isho Basyud Yom Mezive Benai, Talmud Leima Veish, Lomoli Ligma Menido. So in other words, why do we need this special posik? That if an infant sees Dam in the Yemei Zive, let's say, so she becomes a Zovek, but why couldn't you learn it out from the posik in connection with Nida? So the Gemara says, Srich. The Yikos of Rachmona bin Nida, if there had been just one posik, the Vov, that is, the Vov Yisir, Gabi Nida, so I would say that an infant, if she sees Dam, becomes a Nida. But it's over not. Have I mean a Nida, Mishim Dechazo, Yechad Yeim, Ebayil, Eme Yisav Zay? So Memele, even if an infant sees, so she becomes Tomei. Aber so wird die Chazoi echad jeme, bis sie mehr es jem kenegat jem sagalo. So the halacha is that if the Yemezive woman sees Dam one day, so she has to count only one clean day. She becomes a Shemer Esiem kenegat jem. So, Emeloi, so I would say that if an infant sees Dam the Yemezive, even 3 days in succession, so she does not become a Zovek Deile. So it's rich. V'lichte v'rachmone b'zove. So let the Torah mention the Vov Yisere in connection with Zove. V'loi boye b'nide v'ana yadane. De in Zove b'loi nide. So then, so I'll know, because she couldn't become a Zove if she didn't become a nide first. V'ana yadane de in Zove b'loi nide. So in other words, so we see from this Gemara, and that's a Chiddush, I mean, it's not difficult, but it's a Chiddush, that the Halacha of Yemei Zive is based upon the Nidus, the Tumas Nide of the Yemei Nide. In other words, because if an infant, when she sees Dam on the first day she is born, would not become Tmeo, Tumas Nide, even though she saw Dam, so it couldn't be considered in the Cheshbon of the Yemei Nide, Yemei Zive. In order to be considered in the Cheshbon of Yemei Nida and Yemei Zive, in the Cheshbon of Yemei Nida and Yemei Zive, so then it must, it's not only, it's not just the fact that there was Riyas Dam, but it must become Tmeyo. So if, let's say, so only the Yudalef Yeim that follow the Shivas Yemei Nida in which he became Tome, but not just the Yudalef Yeim that follow the Mitzies of Shivas Yemei Nida. It has to be the Yudalef Yeim following the Shivas Yemei Nida that make it made a Tome. So Memele, if Al Pedin, an infant, when she saw Dab on the first day, so she wouldn't become Tome. So even if she sees Dam, let's say, on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, so she couldn't become a Zovek Deile. Because the Yudalef Yeim have to follow the Zion Yemei Nida, where Shal Pidin she becomes a Nida. Alright. So, V'lichte v'achmone b'zove v'loboye b'nide, v'an yodane d'in zove v'lenide, ein ochanami. So we don't need a special posik, ligabi nidus, that even an infant becomes a Nida, because we can deduce it logically from the fact that the Bas Yud Yeim becomes a Zove. Velokol Omeli, So why do? So what's the purpose of the Vov Yisere in the Posik of Nide? Lomali limute ish veidek. That an ish is not mitame, if an ish has a ri of dam, he is not mitame, he is not mitame, he is not tome. So the Gemara is the kasher omir to the chode zimne, so you are mimayit ish meidem from the vov yisere of the yisho asher yishkaf yisho yisho shichva zera. So why do we need two psukim to be mimayit ish meidem? So the Gemara says, Chad limute mishichva zera, v'chad limute midam, v'chad limute midam. So in other words, so we have two halachas, that one is to be mimayit ish meidem mishichva zera, and v'chad limute midam. In other words, so of course, this can only happen as a result of a certain disease, that a man should have a riyah of dam. But in the form of a disease, it can happen in two ways. Either because of a certain disease, so the shechver zera itself, the semen of the man is bloody, so that then it doesn't become tamei, or if let's say he urinates, if because of a disease a man urinates with blood, so it doesn't become tamei either. So in other words, so we have the two psukim, that one, that if the shechva zera is ordained, so it's not tamei, and then that if he urinates with blood, he's not tamei. Alright. Chabla, so Rashi says, Limuti ish meidem doch amashma yisho mitame benido velo ish vom yitelil chad limuti mishichva zera odei im yira shichva zera odei vichein, and then also vichad limuti mishichva zera vichad limuti mida vichein linyan schor, and we have the similar droshes linyan schor itani ish ma talmud leima ish ki yezov. Matamim Rishish, the rabbi is tinnik ve yimecho, chumitami bizi ve dimmer abute, rabbi shmoy of Mishra Yechem and break him in Zorich. Harvey may Lizoho in Kavo, Lizoha Kolchu, Zoho, Kolchu Zoho, Benchu Godil, Benchu Cotton, will in Kavo, Kolchi in Kavo, Bingdale of Mikano, in Kain, Matamim Rishish, Dimater was another. Alme, Kimar Bekro, Ben Yemechot Mar. So we have it Roche. That even a ben yimecho, the zocho, is mitame bizil. Verimine, ish, emreel ish, ben teisha shonu yimecho, minayim, tal lima ve ish. That's ligabe, vish ki seitze mimenu shich vazera. Omaro, so, on one hand, so from one, what we say, from one posik, we are marbe yimecho, and from the other, ben teisha shonu yimecho. So Marove Hilchese Minu Vasmicha Bonakro. Hey Hilchese Veiko, Ilim Beyimechot Hilchese, Ubenteshon Veyimechot Kro, Krostomexi, Meichateise. Why should we say Dafke Benteshon? Elo Benteshon Veyimechot Hilchese, Ubenyimechot Kro. Veyachot Kro. So Vichmacha di Hilchese. So why do we need the special Vov Yisere, Kolomali, Limute Ishem Leib. Limute Ishem Leib. In other words, that we have it to Mazov and we have it to Mazovin. So one could assume that whatever is the cause of the Tumas Zive in a man should also be Mitame woman. But the other physiological factors involved. So when a woman becomes Izove, so how does she become Izove? Furias dam. So it's the same physiological process as menstruation, except that if it is in the Yimei Nide, so then she becomes an Ide, if it is in the Yimei Zive, in Yudalef Yei, so then she becomes Izove. But, so what is the physiological phenomenon that affects Tumas Zive In a woman, that's menstruation. Mashein ken in a man, so it's a certain kind of a disease. It's a certain kind of a disease that affects the tumah zive in a man. So when a man has a rie of zive, so that's leaven, that's not blood. That's leaven. So one could say, if a woman is afflicted with the same kind of disease, which makes a man into tome, tumah zive, so when the same disease can affect a woman too, she should also become tomei tumah zive. So that's the gzeiros hakosuf. This tumah zive, that this the physiological phenomenon that makes a man tomei tumah zive does not the same physiological phenomenon of leaven. Of leaven does not make a woman tomei tumah zive. Now let's say everyone who, that's a venereal disease, gonorrhea. So everyone who has gonorrhea is tomei tumah zive until he's cured. But if a woman is afflicted with gonorrhea, she is not izovim because of this gzeiros hakosuf, that there is no zivas leaven in a woman. Now that doesn't mean that everyone that is izav is afflicted with gonorrhea. That's the mistake that some made. Everyone that is afflicted with the disease of gonorrhea is necessarily tomei tumah zive. But there can be tumah zive sometimes because of other reasons. But in a woman, if a woman is afflicted with that kind of disease that gives rise to this physiological phenomenon, which in a man would make him tomei tumah zov, so in a woman, she doesn't become tomei tumah zive. But a woman becomes a zove when she menstruates in Yud Aleph Yei. Alright. Lomali limute isha malaybe. Lomali limichta bischorim ve lomali limichta bichayes. Tzrich, diikos avrachmona bischorim, mishim dimitame beries ki biyomim. Avon mikayves, limitame beries ki yomim, eim eloi. So I would say only by schorin. So even an infant is tummy if he has a rie. Why? Because it's by schorim, so there is that chumre mitame berie skibiyomi. By women, so the halacha is when does she become is zovik deile, and she has to start counting zayinikim only if she has three ries on three successive days. But suppose she'll have three ries on Monday, on Sunday. She'll have three ries, three separate ries. She's only shemeras yom kinegadei. Only if she has three ries on three successive days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mashayim kin ligabe a man, so it doesn't make any difference whether he has the three ries. Now by men, so if he has one rie of zive, so he's only tomei tumah seref. He doesn't have to count zaynikim. But if he has two ries, so then he has to count zaynikim. But he doesn't have to bring a korb. If a man has three ries, so then he has to, not only is he mechuyev to count zaynikim, but he has to bring a korb too. Now it doesn't make a difference by men whether he has the three ries he has on three successive days or on one day. Mashenkin by woman, only if she has the three riyas on three successive days. If have three successive days. So I would say, if we had the sakosu, the gabi zocho, that even an infant is mitami to mezives, I would say only beschorim. Because achmon beschorim shim tam beries ki biyomim. Avon kirin tam beries ki yomim eloi, because achmon ebin keiveis. Mishim dimkom tame beines, aval schogim dul mitame beines, eim eloi, tzrich. Now, so then there's another halach, a difference between schogim and kevis. Let's say, if a woman, let's say, menstruates because of a certain shock, for at the beines, so then she becomes tome. If it is in the yemei nideh, so she becomes a nideh, and she has to count 7 days. And if it's in the yemei ziveh, and because of anus, because of a certain shock, so she saw 3 days in succession, so she becomes izove. Mashein kein, by men, so the halacha is that when does the man become izav only if he has this discharge on account of a disease? But suppose it might happen in a man sometimes that because of a certain shock, he'll have the same kind of discharge. He'll have the same kind of discharge. So he doesn't become, even if it's the same kind of discharge, he doesn't become tummy. So Memele, if the Torah said, because of Rachmona bin Keves, Mishim Nikomitame Beines. So that's why an infant is mitame to masnide and to mazove. So it's not so chamur. So maybe an infant is not mitame either. So it's rich. By the Rashi. Lomo le michtav schori. Ish ish le rabbis kotten begemi. Lomo le michtav mekemis vish le rabbis yemecho le nido bas yud le zib. Beri iski biyom. Bein shere gimu vi yemecho, bein shere yeshol ish bishlesh yom ritzufim ha vezad. Ki yalfinu bu vakami. Lizokho le kebe, ma le kebe biyom, ma lizokho biyomim. Beri is bigu fiksi. Mona akosef sholish vikore tomi. Avol zobo shero asu sholish bimecho, I mean, what do you mean lehav zove? Lehav zove daily, but it's zove ktana she is. Zove mitame beines. Dichziv mipsore vole machmasensi. Zove mitame beines. Bahai piyoki. Kishuei me... Kiyozib zoi domo harion nisom. All right. Now, this is a very complicated gemara. With the two gesoyes in the gemara, very complicated. Hakusim mitami mishkatachten kel. Mai mishkatachten kel. Ilaime. So that's why it's kusim, that means beyali nido. So beyali nido, a beyali nido, so the mishkatachten of a beyali nido is only a rish. It has the same status of tume as the mishkafelye of Isaac. So my mishkal tachten kelim, ilayme, di keyud matzois, v'yosef alay, mitam li pshited or doreslu. So everything is tomi to mesmetres. Elo sheyehei tachteini shel beil nide, that's the pshat of tachten kelim. That the mishkal tachte of the beil nide has the same status kelini shel zav. Ma lini shel zav in mitam li ichlu mashkin, because it's only a rishon, Aftachteini shel beil nide, ein mitame yaleich lino mashkin. Elieni shel zav, now that we discussed yesterday, what does it mean, elieni shel zav? Elieni shel zav, we know, how do we know that elieni shel zav is only a rishon? Dichsiv, v'chol anigeya b'chol ashayiyya tachto, yitmo. Now we have here several gesoyes. My tachto. So that's the girse of Rashi here. Not the girse of Rashi in the Chub. Now in the parasha of Zov, so the Torah says, "Dabir dabur meisrom adleim mishish ki yezov mipsor izev itono." So then, kolamishkav hashishkav olav hazov yitmo v'cholakli hashayishiv olav yitmo. That's the so the mishkav of Izav is itself an avatum. V'yish hashayigav mishkav v'yichav izgodov rochat v'mayim itome adore. So it's not that the mishkav of the zav is tomei because he touched the zav. So then it should become, the Zav is an Av. So, and the Mishkaf touched the Zav, so it become a Rishon, no. So, the Mishkaf by itself is an Avatum. Then the Torah says, V'chiyorek ha-Zav betoyei, so that's the Mayonis of the Zav, that's also an Avatum. V'chidus Godov rochat v'mayim itom ador, V'chol ha-Merkav asher yirkav olov ha-Zav yitmo. So, the Merkav of the Zav, there is a difference between the Mishkav and the Merkav. Mishkav of the Zav is that upon which the Zav stands, he sits, he lies. But Merkav does not have to be something on which he lies or he stands. Even let's say if he has on the Chameya, so he has what is called the tofus. He holds on with his hands. So he neither stands on it, nor lies, nor sits. He just holds on to it. So that tofus on the behemoth, that he holds on as he rides on the behemoth, has a din of merkav. So the merkav has its own din. Then the Torah says in Tesvov, prosecute, V'chol hanigeya b'chol asher yiyeh sachtov. Yitmo adorev, v'anei seyiso, yichabe izgodov v'rochatz b'mayim tov adorev. So, I mean, without any droshes, chazal, one would be tempted to assume that the pshat, v'chol hanigeya b'chol asher yiyeh sachtov, means, v'chol hanigeya, whoever touches anything that is beneath the zav. So what does it mean? Something, if one touches, if a person touches something that is beneath the zav, that's the mishkav. He touches the thing upon which the zav lies, the zav sits, stands. So then the Torah is reiterating the tumah of the mishkav zav, but that it was already mentioned. So this v'chol anigi v'chol asher yiyeh sachtov yitmo mai sachtov ilime pshutei kimashmoye sachtov d'zav. So that is mentioned already. Mish asher yiga b'mishkove nafke elo hanigeya v'chol asher yiyeh azov tachtov. So the pshat is not v'chol anigeya v'chol asher yiyeh sachtov if somebody touches the thing that is beneath the Zav, but if somebody touches that beneath which the Zav is. So in other words, something that is on top of the Zav, not beneath the Zav, just the opposite. Umay new alien shall Zav. So he is. So Yitmo. Now Rashi is not Geiris. What is in parenthesis? Rashi here. So, not ve hakosu. So let's understand the Gemara according to Rashi's Gersi here. Not ki hakosov mitumech mure ve'ivie li tumekale leimaloch sheni mitame yaleich lemashki. So Teisves at the end shall zav at the end. So he says that we cannot accept Rashi's Gersi here because according to Rashi's Gersi here, so how can the Gemara say not ki hakosov mitumech mure ve'ivie li tumekale? Where did the Torah mention mitumech mure? But Rashi explains it, you see. Rashi explains it. Now let's see the Rashi. Ileime tachto dizov du meras hazov. Now, umay niu, there was a girl say, vaneisi name yitmo, umay niu niso. My time, veha niso ksi. So that girl say is very strange. Because according to the other girl say, that Rashi rejects. So the Gemara is saying v'anisoksiv. In other words, it's a choser. There is no vov. But according to the Maseire, there is a vov. Look in the Chumash. V'anei say so. After the noon, there is a vov. So according to that Girse, so there appears to be a variance between the Maseire and what the Gemara says. But Rashi rejects that Girse. So Mele, according to Rashi, we are not faced with that difficulty, with that problem. So he says, ומאי ניו ניסו, בגד הניסו לעזוב, מייתם והניסו והניסו כסים, וידענה מאי, ונראה בין אישו פירש משובש. And then Rashi in the Tshuva changed his mind, and Rashi accepted, I don't know what came first, but anyway, in the Tshuva, Rashi accepted this gears. But Rashi here is not gears. Nitkei hakosu mitu mechmure. So Rashi explains it now. So herein Rashi gives a teretz and Tesis Kashi. So the thesis, asks the last line. Hiche porich, eime nitkei mitu mechmure, hiche ksib betoch mechmure, dekoma nitkei. So Rashi explains it. Midichsi v'chol anegeye v'chol ashiye sachtov yitmo. V'anei seise yichabez godov, umdlo yavinu v'nichtei v'chol anegeye v'chol ashiye tachtov. V'anei seise yichabez godov, v'afsikino b'yitmo, michlal da hayitmo, lav yodom ubgodim kamayre, elo beich l'nomashkin. V'anei seise som nitra v'treski, anemonei se mishkovei, So in other words, so Rashi explains it. How does the Gemara know that Nitkei, where is it? Tumech Mure mentioned in the Posik that here the Torah is Natek. So Rashi says, because here there seems to be a repetition. The Torah says, "V'chol anigiyah v'chol asher yisachto v'yitmo." Yitma adorev. And then when he says, "Chabes gadol rochs b'mayim v'tom adorev." Why does the Torah have to mention the two separately? The Torah could say, "V'chol anigiyah v'chol asher yisachto v'anei seisom yichabes gadol rochs yichabes gadol." Vitome Yitso Vianese, the whole and give a clash a year Sachtov Vianese Som Yit Moradoer Vi Habis God of Rochatama. Why did the Torah have to separate? So obviously, the Kabonis Torah is that only Hanese Som, so he's Tommy to Mechmure, Yehabis God of, so he's Mitami Odom of God. Only Hanei say Yisom, but v'chol anigia v'chol asher yie hazov tachtov. There it's not tomei to mechmure. There it's tomei to mekale. That's why the Torah had to discuss the two tumes separately, because it's different degrees of tum. The second half of the pasuk deals with the tumechmure, with the tumas odom ubgodin, and the first half of the pasuk deals with the tumekale, which is a rishin, which is only mitame ichle mamashki. Now the question is, so herein Rashi gives a teres on the discussion. But the question is, according to Rashi, how can we explain the pasuk? V'chol anigi. So it's not ki hakosuf mitu mechmura litu mekale, that the delyeni shel zav, in other words, chol anigi b'chol asher yiha hazof tachto. So it's only a rish. If it's only a rishin, if the delyeni shel zav is only a rishin cannot be mitame yodam mikeli. So what can a rishin be mitame? Eichlin mashkin. So how can the Torah say in regard to eichlin mashkin yitma adorev? Yitma adorev vishayach in regard to an odom, in regard to keli, vishayach to say yitma adorev. Because he can be teveil, an odom can be teveil, he becomes toya. Kli shetef, kli matres, can be teveil and they become toya. But if an eichel becomes tomei, you cannot immerse the eichel in the mikveh and be mitayret. So according to Rashi's pshat, so the yitma d'orev is strange. Chol anigia, whatever touches. So we have to say in Rashi, I mean. So they ask against Rashi, but the plain pshat in Rashi is as follows. Now look in the Rashi, here on Chumash. And the Rashi here on Chumash. So, Yud. So he mentions the price of the Tereskiani, of the Safo. V'chol anigeye v'chol asher yie sachto, shel zav, bo v'limid al amerkav, shei anigeye boitome, v'in tom kibuz godim. So Rashi explains here, and this is the Teres Keani, that the Posik Yud does not have reference to Elyini Shalzav, but Posik Yud has reference to the Merkav Shalzav. In other words, the Gemara here, according to Rashi's Gyosa, says, "My Sachto, Yilei Metachto Gizov Mivisha Sheikam Mishkovinav." So why you repeat again? So obviously, it's not. Yit Vadorev does not have reference to Mishkav Azav. Mishkav Azav was already mentioned. But what does it have reference to? To Merkav Azav. And Merkav does not have to be Mishkav. The tofus that the person holds out as he rides on a donkey, so that is a Merkav. That's a din of a Merkav. So Mimele, so far the Torah only spelled out the tume of the Mishkav of the Zav. Something upon which the Zav lies, stands, sits. But the Tofus of Zav, the Merkav of Zav, the Torah as yet did not discuss. So herein, in this Pasuk Yud, the Torah discusses the Tumah of the Merkav of the Zav. V'chol anigia v'chol asher yie sachto. So the Pshutishon Mikro Rashi agrees. The Pshutishon Mikro, from the point of view of the Pshutishon Mikro, so sachto doesn't mean it's Hazov Tachtov. But Tachtov means that this is Tachtov the Zov. Not that the Zov is Tachtov of this. From the point of view of the Pshudishol Mikro. So the Pshudishol Mikro has reference to the Merkav Azav. And then the pshat is, v'chol anigeya, anyone who touches anything that is beneath the zav. That means anyone who touches the merkav of the zav, the tofus of the zav. So is yitma adorev, the merkav of the zav, what kind of status tumet does it have? Avatum. But in avatumes, we also have two kinds of avatumes. There is one kind of an avatume. There is one kind of an avatume that is mitame odom litame godov. There is a certain kind of an avatume that can be mitame the odom, that if it's mitame the odom, so and the odom is dressed in all kinds of clothes, so the clothes also become tame. That's tume bechiburim. And there is another kind of an avatume, so it's mitame the odom. So if that avatume comes in contact with an odom, so then the odom becomes a rishin. But mimele, the bgodim, they didn't become in contact, even though he was wearing at the time of the contact, do not become tame. So that's the difference between magi of merkav hazav and nisei of merkav hazav. So the traditional mikro says as follows: v'chol anigeya v'chol asher yesachto, whoever is nigeya touches the merkav hazav, so yitmadere. If a person touches the merkav hazav, he becomes tame, because the merkav hazav is an avatume. So mimele, one who touches an odom, who touches the merkav hazav, becomes a rish and he's tame yitmadere. And if kelim, if a beged or any other kelim, touches the merkav hazav, so it's also yitmadere. Why? Because the merkav hazav itself is an avatume, so it can transmit to me, to an odom, and to kelim. But there is no tume bechiburi. So one who touches, an odom who touches the merkav of the zav, he becomes tame. But let's say the jacket he wears, if the jacket did not touch the merkav of the zav, he just touched the merkav of the zav with his hand, with his bare hands, and the jacket, the coat, didn't touch the merkav of the zav. So the jacket that he was wearing at the time when at the time the person touched the merkav hazav does not become tame, because the merkav hazav is an av. The person who touched it became a rishon. So true that the jacket, the coat, touches the person, but a rishon cannot transmit tume to a beggar, to a kelim. So only the chol anigei v'chol asher yesachto v'yitma d'erev, the odom who touches the merkav, or a kelim who touches the merkav, is tame. But the odom who touches is not mitame the bgodim that he's wearing at the time. However, haneisi eitom, the one who carries the merkav of the zav. So not only the odom who carries the merkav of the zav. So, and that's tumas masa. So tumas, I said last time, to masa means that the dvar tume is the carry thing. Heset means that the tume is the carrier. So vanese yisam, that means an odom toya. An odom who heretofore was toya, carried the merkav of zav, so the tume was carried. So then, the merkav hazav is an avatume, and it's mitame the neisei. It's mitame not only the neisei himself, but even the bgodim of neisei. The stume bechibur. V'aneisei is the mechavetz godov, v'rochaz v'mayim, mitame adorev. So memele, the kashya that they ask against Rashi, according to Rashi, that from the tachtof we learn out elyeni shel zav, and elyeni shel zav is only a rishon. So memele, it's not shayach to say yitma adorev. So how can we explain the pasuk? The answer is the expression Ado Erev has reference to the judicial mikro. And in regard to the Yenishal Zav, that is implicit in the droshe of Sachtov. So the Torah doesn't say Yitma Ado Erev, but just Yitma. V'chol anigei v'chol asher yeh Sachtov Yitma Ado Erev, the judicial mikro. So the Ado Erev is to be ready in connection with the judicial mikro, but in connection with Eliyene Shel Zav, we only have to say Yitmo. Sachtov is Yitmo. That's the drosh. All right. Not ve akosu mitu mechmura ve vi lidi tu mekale. Leim aloch shini mitame yaleich lemash. All right. Zal di mora is the kashe. Now you see the rashi. V'chol nut ki akotzim to mechmira miyachsim v'chol anigei v'chol ashi yeh sachto hitmo v'anei seh yisoy chabiz godov um lo yavino v'nichtei v'chol anigei v'chol ashi yeh sachto v'anei seh yisoy chabiz godov v'afsikrino b'yitmo michlal da hayitmo lav b'yodom ubodim kamayre elo b'yich lo mashkin v'anei seh yisom nitrash v'tiraskiyenu v'anei seh mishkolim v'shem v'shalzad. So Rashi doesn't mean that only the second half of the pasuk deals with Mekovish El Zahav. As far as the Pshutish on Mikro is concerned, so both the first half of the pasuk deals with Mekovish El Zahav and the second half of the pasuk. But as far as the Droshes are concerned, so the Droshes in the second half of the pasuk also have reference to Merkav of the Zahav. Masha'inkein, the Droshe of the first pasuk does not have reference to the Merkav of the Zahav, but to the Linish El Zahav. The Linish El Zahav. All right. So the Gemara now has the kashe, eima nitpeya kosuf, mitu mechmure. So, the fact, how is Rashi explaining? The fact that the term yitmo is interposed between the first half of the pasuk of Negea and the second of the pasuk of Neisei, so indicates that there is a nituk from a higher tume to a lower tume. But so we know that there is a nituk, but maybe the nituk only tells us that instead of being mitamei to machmiro of tume bechiburim, that the odom who touches the Lieni Shel Zav should become himself tomei and the Bgodim. So that's the nituk, that the odom who touches the Lieni Shel Zav, so he himself becomes tomei, but the coat he wears that did not touch the Lieni Shel Zav does not become tomei. So that is also a nituk, because in respect to Neisei the Merkav, so the halacha is that not only the Odom who is Neisei, the Merkav, but even the Bgodim he wears becomes Tomei. So maybe the pshat of the Nituk is that if someone touches the Elyeni Shel Zav, so he himself becomes Tomei, but the Bgodim he wears not. But how do you know that there is a bigger Nituk, that it's not even an avatumei, that the Elyeni Shel Zav is only a rishon? So maybe even if an Odom touches the Elyeni Shel Zav, he doesn't become tomei. How do you know that? V'yeime. Eim adnot ki akosim itu mechmurim tam odom kamei godim, avol odom moim godim itamei, o makro yitmo tu mekalemash. אם לאור חפסיקינו קודם להתאמי אודום, להתאמי גודם שלו, לא רק עושה ויתמו, תודם לחודי תאמי, או אם לא גוב גודם, יגודם תאים ולא יהיו. All right. ותחתני של ביוניד המנולה, מנולות. So we know from this פסיק that אליני של זהב is only a rish, and it's only מתאמי איך לממש. But then we say that the mishka, the תחתני of a ביונידו, is also only a rish. Not like the tachteine of the nido yourself. Minolot, the tanye utini dosol. Oh. We posik of dalet. We mshochi vishkaf isho iso, usini dosolo, we tomei shivas yomi. V'chol ha-mishkof asha yishkaf olof yitmo. So that's the halacha. So the Torah says, usin dos olof, that the tume of the nide overtakes the bale. She yochel. So, the Tanya v'tin dos olof, yochel yale l'raglo. So, I could say, that since the Torah says, usin dos olof, so in other words, he steps into her shoes. So let's say she's in Nido, and it's her seventh day of Niduso. And then someone is Boalel on the seventh day of Niduso. So she has to count only one more day. So maybe the Baal also has to count only one day. Because the Torah says, we see Nido solo. Talmud Leima, Yitmo, Zion Yom. So the Torah says, Vitome Shivas Yomim. So no matter when he's Bo'olel, whether he's Bo'olel on the first day of the Nidus, base Nidus, or the seventh day, he is Tome Shivas Yom. Umata Umidleima Vitinidus Olo. So why do the Torah have to say Ustinidus Olo? So let the Torah say, Vimshoche Vishka Visheiso Vitome Shivas Yomim. What's the purpose of Ustinidus Olo? Dos Olo. Talmud Leima Vatini Dosolo. Mayhi Mitamodom Uklicheres. Afu Mitamodom Uklicheres. Because if the Torah had just said, Vimshoche Vishka Fisha Iso, Vitome Shivas Yomim, I would say the Beil Nido himself is Tome Shivas Yomim. But the Beil Nido, if he touches an Odom, the Odom doesn't become Tomei. He himself is Tomei. But that Beil Nido after that touches an Odom, he is not Tomei. And if that Beil Nido is Masitik Lecheres, so Rashi explains it, what does it mean? The Gemara doesn't even say Masit Lecheres. Rashi says here, Mai Sheyochel Yitame Odom Lecheres. So what does it mean, Uklicheres, that if he is Masiti Klicheres, if the Beil Nido moves the Klicheres, so I would say if the Torah didn't say it in Dosolov, that he doesn't become Tomei. Talmud Leima Utini Dosolov, Mayhi Mitam Odom Klicheres, Afu Mitam Odom Klicheres. Now let's see the Rashi. Yalu L'Radlo, Yalu L'Seifokim Bo'alo B'Shishi Shalom, Yidbe B'Lel Amochos Kemeiso, Zayin Yomim. ואפילו בואו עליו בשביל מהי מטעם אודום לטעם את גודם שלו די עושה בקלחים המנשקובו אף הוא מטעם אודום לטעם את גודם לא, מהי מטעם אודום לטעם את גודם שלו די עושה בקלחים המנשקובו אף הוא מטעם אודום לטעם את גודם שלו הוא כלי חרס בחסד so Rashi says so מהי and that's the יחידה של Rashi because not all the Rishonim agree with this Rashi. So Rashi says, "Mayhi mitame odom klicheres, afu mitame odom klicheres." So Rashi explains, "Mayhi mitame odom mitame godim sholov dioso bikavachim mishkovo afu mitame odom mitame godim sholov mitame godim sholov." So Rashi shita is that the Beil Nido becomes tamei is an abatume. And if the Beil Nido will touch another person who is wearing a coat, even though it doesn't touch the coat, the Beil Nido doesn't touch the coat, so the person, not only the person will be Tomei, but the Bgodim, the Chiburim, will also be Tomei. This is how Rashi, that's Rashi Shite. But the Shite of the Rash and the Rosh in Perik Aleph of Kelim, Mishneh Gimel is to the contrary. And they say, the Rash and the Rosh say that the Pshat, that there is still a difference between a Nido herself and the Beil Nido. A Nido, if she touches an Odom, so not only the Odom becomes Tomei, but the Bgodim also become Tomei. But the Beil Nido, so if he touches an Odom, the Odom becomes Tomei. If he touches Godim, so the Godim becomes Tomei. But if he touches an Odom and the Odom is wearing all kinds of Godim, and the Beil Nido didn't touch these Godim, so these Godim do not become Tomei. According to the Rashi and the Rosh in Perik Aleph of Kelim Mishneh Gimel. So that's Rashi Shit. Yeah, alright. Afu mitame Odom mitam Godim Shalom. And then, Ukli Cheres Beheset. So, Vafal Gavdin Klicheres Mikabel Tumo Eloma Virei. That's the aloche that a Klicheres is only Mikabel Tumo Miteichei. But if, let's say, a Tomei will touch the Klicheres Mibachutz, so it will not become Tomei. So that's really no kashe. Maybe the Pshat in the Gemara is Uklicheres where the Beil Nido touched the klicheres b'teiche. But Rashi says that here klicheres doesn't mean magi, but here klicheres means hesed. If he moved, he didn't touch it at all together, but he just moved. Let's say you had this scale, and on one side of the scale the Beilnido was standing, and then in that move the other side of the scale on which a klicheres was placed, even though there was no contact. So it becomes tummy. Now again, the Rash in Perek Aleph of Keli Mishneh Gimel is chelik, and he says that the Beil Nido is not mitame klicheres behesed. So how does he explain the Gemara? As a matter of fact, the Tesis Rosh here discusses what's the pshat in the Gemara here when the Gemara says that ma'im tamu klicheres afu mitame odom klicheres. So there are two pshatim. One pshat is that the klicheres means fumake, but klicheres cannot become tomei only mitechei, but if there was mage mitechei, so then it becomes tomei. And the other pshat is, that's the Rash's pshat, that klicheres here means beheset. So the Rash in Perek Aleph of Keli Mishneh Gimel, he says that the pshat klicheres means al de mage, not al de heset, because the Beil Nido is not mitamei klicheres al de heset. So we have two things that Rashi says is totally the machlekes Rishani. The first halacha that Rashi says, afu mitame yodom mitame godim sholom. So the Rashi and the Rosh achelik, and then the other halacha, klicheres behesed, vafal gavdin klicheres mekabutum em mavire behesed zav nizove mitame, ki dechsiv ha shehig beyazav, amirin mechilut nizem mago shikule yavim ezeh esed, that's ligavi nizav himself. So Rashi says, Rashi applies it ligavi Beil Nido. So the Rashi is chelik. All right. Afu mitam od mekhlas. I ma so di mor es kashi. I ma hi is the mishka fu meisha. Litam yodom. Litam godim. Afu is the mishka fu meisha. Litam yodom litam godim. So the halacha is that the nida herself, so not only she is mitam godim, if she touches an odom who is wearing godim, so the Odom and the Bgodim that he wears become Tomei. But even the Mishkaf and the Meisha of the Nido, or the Zav or the Zove, so that in itself is an Avatume. So it's Mitami Odom Mitami Bgodim. So maybe the Beil Nido also, Ima here is a Mishkaf or Meisha, Litami Odom Tam Godim. Af who is a Mishkaf or Meisha, Litami Odom Tam Godim, Talmud Leim Vachol HaMishkaf she Mishkaf Olof. Yitmo, Shein Talmud Leima v'chol ha-mishkaf asher yishkaf olov yitmo. Uma Talmud Leima v'chol ha-mishkaf asher yishkaf olov. Not ki ha-kosov mitumech mure v'yivi eli tumekale leima loch shein mitame yaleich lino mashik. Shein lei, Shein Talmud Leima v'chol ha-mishkaf olov yitmo shayko nema uti nidos olov v'doksiv v'chol ha-ni ki ha-mishkaf v'yichav izgodov mitumech mure shol yi ha-mishkaf v'chomo ke mishkavo litame yodom v'godom sholov. Now the Gemara has a kashi. So Yitmo is to mekale mashma. So Eimo uti nidos olof. Klau. V'chol ha-mishkof prat. So, is klau prat ein v'chlal elo mashe v'prat. V'im shoche v'ishka v'ishe iso usi nidos olof. V'chol v'tom ishivas yomim. V'chol ha-mishkof ha-shishkof olof Yitmo. So why don't we say Vatini Dosolov, so that's klal, that's a general expression. And then it says V'chol ha-mishkof ha-shem yishkaf olov Yitmo, so that's prat. So klal prat Ein b'chlal el ma she-b'prat. So mishkaf u-meishaf ein b'chin alei. So only the mishkaf u-meishaf of the Beil Nido is mitame, nothing else. Amar Abaye Yitmo Zayin Yomim, because the posik is Kimishkaf Nidoso Usi Nidoso Olof Vitomishivas Yomim, and then it says V'chol HaMishkaf. So between the prat between the klal and the prat is interposed. Vitomi shivas yomim. So it's not somuch. So mele it cannot be subjected to the yalfuste of klal prat. Amar Abaye yitmo zayin yomi mafsiko yin have klal prat amuchokim zemize. Klal prat amuchokim zemize in donis v'chol prat. Robo ma leilom don. So in other words, even if there is a certain word that is interposed between the klal and the prat, it's still subject to the alfus of klal prat. But here, v'chol ribuye, v'chol amishkaf hashi ishkaf olav yitmo. So that's mar. That's mar. All right. Maski for Rabbi Yaakov, Eime kihi, Mai hi lechalakta bo beimagol imishkovo, Litame yodom ulitame godim lechumre, Afuli tzachlik bei beimagol imishkovo, Litame yodom kame godim, But we say lechile, lekule. So Rashi says, Lechumre, Eime kihi, Bei alekomeiso, Dachshino kro, Lechumre, Sheshnei amitamim odom litame godim, Afuli tzachlik beimagol imishkovo, ומכולה ששניהם לא יתאמו דוב משקובי פשיטלון שנותקה כוסוף הילקה במגוי נאמה שאם נוגע ביודום להתאמנו להתאמת גודים דוקסי ותינידוס אולוף דהוקשו הוא והיא והיקרו so maybe the Beil Nido himself, how do you know that only the Mishkaf of the Beil Nido is mitame to mikale only, not to mechmure, but the Beil Nido himself is mitamei to mechmire. Maybe we should be makish, just as ligabe the nido herself. So there is no distinction between he or she herself and the mishkaf. So ligabe the beil nido. So just as the mishkaf is mitamei only to mekale, it's only mitamei lemashkin. Maybe the beil nido himself is only mitamei to mekale. And we have such a hekesh. That just as one is the same lechumre, so then the other is the chim likule, is the same likule. So the Gemara says, Omarove, olov lehatinei mashma, olov lehachmia mashma, viloi lihoke. Alright, so this is how Rashi explains the Gemara. Now let's see the tesis. El yeni shal zavino. זוי סוי סוי גיר ססרש תכסי וכל הניגיע וכל אשר יהיה סחטו יס מי תחת אילה אילה תחת וזוב מה שגם נשקובי נפקה אלא כל אשר יהיה הזוב תחת ויהיה כוסף בסבורים ומה יהיה הוא נעשה מה איתה אימא ואני סוקסיב ולגר לסרשי דו כבר נפקה מתחתו ואוי די בוסר והנעשה כסיב כיבוס בודי וחוזר בירשי. So some mele, that's all, another reason as to why Rashi rejected Girse. Because we cannot be geiris, vanisoksi. So what does it mean, vaniso? That means anini shalzav. So that's mitami only yechle mashkin. So how can the Torah say vaniso yechabiz godov? So it wouldn't make sense. Alright. V'choza b'Rashi m'Girse zu. Deich emoy ke hay kro b'anini shalzav. Ho behedye b'tiraskei ani meikele. So Rashi in the Tshuva was chayzer, but that's no asoge on Rashi's original shite, because a mikro yitzim lipshute. So what the Tiraskianim says is explanatory of the pshute shal mikro. That's explanatory of the pshute shal mikro, and here the tachto. That it had tacht of Azov. So this is explanatory of the drash. Because the drash is because the Mika I call the Yen Shazav, the Yen Vitaskin and Mikkel Merk, the eight, he have a boil in Mukme, Bimishka, how can. So Rashi in the Chuvi is Chazer from his Pshat here in the Gemore, because according to Rashi's Gers and Rashi's Pshat here, so the Gemore had the Havamine, my Sachtov, Ilay me Sachtov. Dissolve, so that means that the pshat in the posik is If somebody touches the Mishka and the Mesha of the Zav, so he will be Tomei Yitva the Erev, Adla Erev. So Gemara only refutes that because but why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that it's already mentioned? We couldn't possibly assume that when the Torah says Ashukhala Shahi Sachtov, so that means that it has reference to the Mishkaf of Meshav of the Zav. Because as far as the Mishkaf of the Meshav of the Zav, so the Torah says that it's Yechavis Godov, and here the Torah says Yitma Ado Erev, but no Kibbutz Godim. Raise the Yechavis Boil Mukim Mishkaf of Mishkaf Tzibbutz Godim in the Gerbe, Biochem Exil Bikibbutz Godim. So why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that it's already mentioned? It couldn't possibly have reference. So Tesis at the end says that that's no kashi, because this is also a raya that it doesn't have reference. But the Gemara mentions no, it couldn't have that pasuk couldn't have reference because Mishkaf of Meshav is already discussed by the Torah. ויחד אבו בוי למוק למשקף או משקף סינדיק וזבוד נגיע ויבוח על הקסיד קובלים וחי גב נפחינו בפרקמת גב מה זה מנידו ואית היכן מיקלים בירייני של זב דני מיתם ילך למשקים הלאים הם תארה במקווה וקרוקסיב היט בעד הערב so that's the asoge that all the Rishen mentioned against Rashi and that was the reason as to why Rashi was chizah from his chat but we explained it because even according to Rashi's original pshat, but Rashi does not negate the pshudishal mikro. So the pshudishal mikro is what the Teres Kelim says. V'chila negiyah v'chila sheyiyah sachtov, anyone who touches the merkav, the tofus of the zav. So yitma derev. And then as far as the drash of tachtov, referring to the elyenishal zav, so the Torah doesn't say ado erev, but just yitma. All right. But all, because of all these tainess, so Rashi was chazir from his pshat. All right. Ukropsi v'mer, v'nire de Rashi ligores mai sachtov. Ileime, elogores kol anigeya b'chol ha-sheniye sachtov. Yitma ad ha-erev, v'anisinam yitma. Now Rashi is discussing, Tesves. He is explaining Rashi's shit in the tshuva. But Rashi in the tshuva does not spell out what Girsa yet. So Tesves is telling us. In other words, where is Rashi here? Had the girl say, "V'chol ani gei v'chol ashi yitachto v'yichmo, my tachto v'lo yitachto zav m'shivin v'daf nafke, el ani gei v'chol ashi yazov tachto v'ani el ishal zav." So Rashi in the tshuva is not geiriz, my sachto. But how is Rashi in the tshuva geiriz? El goris kol ani gei v'chol ashi yitachto v'yitmader, v'anei sei nam yitmo, u'may niyu niso, my taimo niso ksiv. Not ke akosuv mitume chmura mitume kale. So the Torah says as follows: V'cheil hanigeya, v'chol hanigeya, v'chol asheyeh sachto yitmo ado erev v'haneise. And according to Rashi in the tshuva, so the Gemara is saying that nisoksiv there is no vov. So in other words, so that according to Rashi in the tshuva there is a variance between our maseire and the Gemara, because according to our Masaira, there is a vov after the noon, and according to the Gemara, according to Rashi's Gersa in the Tshuva, it's nisoksiv, it's a choser, there is no vov. So the Gemara is saying, v'chol asher negiya v'chol asher yiyah tachtov yitmo, v'anei sinami yitmo, but nisoksiv. What does it mean, niso? Niso means, the niso means that the Zav is the Niso. The Yenishal Zav. The Yenishal Zav is Mitame. And it's Nitko Mitumechmur or Mitumechal. And it's Nami Yito, my new Niso. My time of a Niso, Ksiv, not according to Yochmudikal. Vora Pirish. Vanigeya Bechola Sheyi Esachto Vimerkafai. So according to Rashi, shit in the Tshuva, so Chani Bechola Sheyi Esachto means Ashi Yisachtov, that means the Merkav, anyone who touches the Merkav. B'mirkav, I can make the Raskanim, the Haikro Acham Merkav, Ksiv, V'cholak V'magoyil Masoy. So the Pasuk distinguishes between the Tumas Magi of the Merkav and the Tumas Masi of the Merkav. The Magoi mitam yodom veloim godi, the Ochel Iksiv Kibus. So the Torah says, V'chol aligia, v'chol ashiye sacht of anyone who touches the Merkav, so he himself is tamei aderev. But the Godim that he was wearing at the time he touched the Merkav of the Zav is not tamei.